On Saturday, Kalamazoo glass artists and Bronson Hospital staff will make beads for child cancer patients. They're called journey beads, and each one represents a type of treatment or therapy the kids have gone through.
This one is the art bead, the music bead, and the pet bead. These six MADDUX is my name beads.
And what's your name?
Maddox.
7-year-old Maddox Hescock has rhabdomyosarcoma, a type of cancer that affects the muscles attached to his bones. Maddox's parents drive him to Bronson from their home in Battle Creek up to 6 days a week.
And all the black ones are for 5 potes. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Maddox's dad, Josiah, says the beads give Maddox something to look forward to after every poke, scan, or dose of chemo.
No child should have to go through cancer, so every prize, every reward, every pleasant thing that they can experience along the way is well deserved.
In her spare time, Dawn Bennett Daly makes the beads at the West Michigan Glass Arts Center, where she's vice president. The Glass Arts Center partnered with Bronson to create the program.
And I think I'm going to put one more color on there, a yellow.
Bennett Daly says each treatment bead has to have a certain color or shape, but other than that, the artists are free to use their creativity. This makes each string of beads unique. Bennett Daly says she likes making the Spinal Tap beads best.
It's going to be a clear bead, and I'm just going to put some like orange and green little teeny polka dots on it, so something that's kind of cheerful. You can leave it clear, but I prefer to put a little color on it.
For Bennett Daly, the program hits close to home. She was diagnosed with uterine cancer 3 years ago. Just one day after she found out, doctors had to rush her into surgery to remove the tumor. Bennett Daly says she was terrified.
I went home that day and went through my house. I started thinking about, oh, I need to give this to this person. I need to give this to this person. It was like, I need to get rid of this stuff right away just in case I didn't make it through the surgery, which was going to happen right away. So I know that as a kid, it must be 10 times worse because, you know, as an adult, I can comprehend a little bit more of what's going on.
Donna Moyer is a nurse in pediatrics at Bronson. She says the beads help child cancer patients to understand their treatment. Moyer says it also gives kids something to talk about when friends and family ask how they're doing.
Kids of any age seem to have a difficult time asking their friends about their cancer treatment. They don't know what to say. Relatives and friends don't know what to say. So this kind of gives them a tangible place to start the conversation so they can explain what this bead was for and in that way can communicate their experience.
Maddox Hescock is one of about 70 child cancer patients in the Journey Beads program. Here's his dad, Josiah.
One of the things that I hope for Maddox when this is all done is he knows how strong he is, how much he's capable of enduring and overcoming, and it's a tangible, visible reminder of that.
The West Michigan Glass Arts Center in Kalamazoo will be holding a public bead-making day Saturday night from 5 to 9. You have to attend classes at the center to help make the beads, but anyone can help clean them and make sure there are no sharp edges. For more info on how you can help, visit our website.